We're going to talk about TV theme songs. We started talking about it late in the show yesterday morning, and we had such a massive response that we're going to pick it up again. This is part two. And if you want to jump in with your favorite TV theme show, we'll talk to you about it, and maybe play some of them on the air. So the phone lines are open. Text lines are open right now for TV theme shows. 312-981-7200 TV theme shows to songs from TV shows. 312-981-7200. But I just want to mention this story that I just found online. Esmeralda, when you order a pizza, some pizza places have that little round white plastic thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's put in the middle of the pizza, so as the box doesn't slam down on it, that's why it's so it keeps the box from, you know, crushing the pizza.
Right.
Okay. Well, there's a Canadian pizza company, and maybe Canadian Bill knows this company called Boston Pizza, which is odd. And I've seen the logo on, you know, again, when I watch hockey games, you know, where the stadiums are in Canada, you see Boston Pizza all over the place, which is weird because it's Canadian, but Boston Pizza has now created a pizza patio. So what they do is, because you know that little round white plastic thing that's in the middle of the pizza, they've added two small lawn chairs. So it looks, when you open up the pizza, it looks like a patio. It looks like a table with two small lawn chairs
right.
In the middle of the pizza.
Does it have an umbrella?
I think that's hilarious. No, it doesn't have an umbrella. I think it's hilarious. There's a picture of it with these two teeny little, plastic lawn chairs with the little round thing that, and here's the thing, so they've added two tiny outdoor plastic patio chairs that accompany the table like plastic separator that keeps the box from mashing the pizza. Many a person over the years has imagined this, and myself included, but Boston Pizza knew how to bring it to life just in time for, and this is Canadian patio season. Can Canadian Bill give us a little insight on that? Dan, have you ever heard of Canadian patio season? It's just got to be like, I guess it's what they call, maybe it's something that they call summer.
I would guess so.
So I guess there's a patio season in Canada. The Canadian, just in time for the Canadian patio season, Boston Pizza has put together a little pizza patio. So when you order the pizza, not only do you get the tiny white round thing that looks like a patio table, but you get two little patio chairs as well. And it's, the picture is really, really hilarious. So anyway,
When searching for Canadian patio season, the following results come up. How to enjoy Canadian patio season from Canadian Living. Five songs for the patio season, courtesy of the Canadian Music Hall of Fame.
Oh.
The patio season with Canadian Tire.
What? What?
22 things only people addicted to patio season will understand. Sunrooms, solariums, and screen rooms, Canada, patio enclosures, and more Canadian Tire outdoor living websites.
Canadian Tire?
Canadian Tire.
Oh. You know,
They apparently sell outdoor patio.
Oh, I see.
As well,
that's probably what it is. So Canadian patio season is a thing. What are the songs that they recommend? Because Saga's not. Well, first of all, we've already discovered that Saga is not in the Canadian Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And you can't limit Saga to just a season.
That's true. Saga is all year round. But
your songs are Kim Mitchell, Rockland Wonderland.
Uh huh.
The Tragically Hip.
Oh.
Bob K. Goyen. Sure. Rush's 2112.
Yeah, man. Well, boy, that's I'll tell you what. Rush's 2112, that's going to be a long patio season.
That is. Kim Mitchell's Patio Lantern.
Kim Mitchell, very popular.
And then KOS, Crab Bucket.
Crab Bucket.
Yes, but it's all one word. And bucket is spelled B-U-C-K-I-T.
Crab Bucket.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go. You learn something new every day. Canadian patio season. If Canadian Bill is listening, perhaps he has some memories that he can share with Canadian patios.
Yes. We'll get to this in a little bit. But, of course, his favorite theme is The Facts of Life, because it was written by
Alan Thicke.
Yep.
Yeah. Alan Thicke. Canadian. So. All right. TV theme songs is what we're talking about here. But I saw that I saw the picture of the little patio furniture on the pizza, and it cracked me up. And so and now we've discovered a whole new holiday season, the Canadian patio season. And now we know what songs to play during Canadian patio season. So there you go. So, yeah, yesterday we were talking about TV theme songs and which ones you guys love the most. And so we've got a great response on it. I have a ton of texts in front of me. I also have the list of the 50 best TV theme songs of all time. And maybe we can play a few of these. And we want to hear from you guys at 312-981-7200. Here is Ike in Country Club Hills. Hey, Ike.
Hey, Nick. How's it going with you, man?
Good.
Okay, this has become my favorite show of all time. It really brought me back. I'm sure it brought you back in the nostalgia of the 80s. Of course, I'm talking about Stranger Things.
Yeah, Stranger Things has a pretty cool theme song. Yeah.
It has that John Carpenter. He's my favorite filmmaker. He has that John Carpenter kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, and an 80s vibe, and also kind of an X-Files vibe, too. It's a pretty cool theme song, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
All right, Ike, thanks, man.
No problem.
Take care. Yeah, Stranger Things. Yeah, that's a pretty cool theme song. Unless you skip it, because you know you have the option now when you watch Netflix, where you can just skip the opening of the opening credits of every episode and get right. But they just really want you to watch nothing but content on Netflix. It's like, hey, you don't have to watch the end credits because the next episode can start right now. The next episode will start in 3 seconds, and you don't even have to watch the opening credits. You can skip the opening credits. Everything is streamlined. Everything, it's all, you know, it's all about binging. It's all about binging. Make the binging quicker. So, Esmeralda, do you want to hear the most popular theme songs from our listeners?
Sure.
So these are the TV theme songs. The number one theme song, according to the listeners who participated by texts, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 texts specifically for the TV theme song of The Greatest American Hero. You remember that one, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I also like the George Costanza version. Believe it or not, I'm not home right now.
Where could I be?
Believe it or not, I'm not home. You know, I had William Catt on my show, live in studio. And I can't believe how geeky everybody got. Like, who was here? It was on a Saturday night. I had him on. I had him and Jake Busey. That would be Gary Busey's son.
Mm-hmm.
And the director of this low-budget movie that they were in town to screen. And so they came in studio. And the number of people, you know, it was a Saturday evening, so it wasn't as empty as it normally is when we're here. And like everybody got geeked out, especially Roger Badish. Like he went nuts because William Catt is the greatest American hero.
Wow.
So he came in, he wanted to get a picture taken with them, and they were really, really nice. Jake Busey and William Catt were really nice, and it was a fun interview. It was really, really cool. And I was excited to meet William Catt, not because he's the greatest American hero, which is awesome, but he was in Carrie. So, you know, he was Tommy Ross and Carrie. So that right there. And then I, you know, the response that I got, Esmeralda, from Jake Busey,
mm-hmm.
when I told him that I spent a week hanging out with his father was, oh, God.
And my gal pal, Connie Selica, was also in Greatest American
That's
Hero.
Right. She was in Greatest American Hero. That's right. And I'm almost positive that song actually was a hit. Like it charted and was it? No, it was a hit. It was definitely a hit. And where is it on this? If it's, are you kidding me? If it's not on this list of the best, Dan, I don't think. You know, this list, it doesn't have The Greatest American Hero on it.
It doesn't.
What?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
I'm speechless. Because I thought it would be like in the top five or top ten, at least. It's not on the list. What? Wow. Wow. Hey, Esmeralda, this list might be as bad as the...
trash.
The bad bands list.
Same person wrote it?
But yeah, probably. Well, anyway, according to our listeners who texted in to participate in the TV theme song topic, they like The Greatest American Hero the most of any of them. That turns out to be the most popular one. All right, we want to hear from you guys at 312-981-7200. It's a fun topic, and maybe we can play a few. Hey, Dan, do you think you can, because Esmeralda mentioned it yesterday on the show. Can you find the TV theme song to Fish? Because it's funky.
Oh, no, not Fish. Barney Miller.
Oh, well, Barney Miller and well, Barney Miller is classic.
Did he have a spinoff?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Abe Vigoda and Fish. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to meet Bernice, and they had adopted kids.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And the theme song is awesome. Well, Barney Miller is one of the best theme songs ever, I think. Down, ba-da-down, ba-da-down, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That song is a jam. So, I miss TV theme songs. They just don't exist anymore, and Netflix is encouraging us to skip them. So, all right. Let's take a break here on WGN, 312-981-7200, TV theme songs, and a Wildcard Wednesday request. So we got a request for a TV theme song here on Wildcard Wednesday.
A bunch of requests throughout the rest of our conversation.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, okay. They all came in early.
Okay, so. They came in early because they knew we were going to open up this topic again. So we're going to get a lot of... Wildcard Wednesday is going to consist of almost a full theme, and it'll be TV theme songs this morning. Wildcard Wednesday, 312-981-7200. Esmeralda, do you know what theme that's from?
No.
Jag.
Oh, with Larry Jag?
Starring Larry Jag, yes. 815 area code says, it just started to run on cable, and 815 thinks of Pat and Ron every single time. Is there a man named Jag on that show, like Larry Jag? Oh, man. Yeah. That was funny. It was one of those shows. I'm like, wow, why is this show still on? Who watches this show? And then, like I said, I was at the grocery store. I was at the Jewels, in line at the Jewels, and they had a Maxim magazine or a Stuff magazine, one of those two, with Catherine Bell on the cover. And I picked it up, and I opened it up, and I looked at it, and I went, now I know why people watch this show. And I may have to start watching it myself. Man, she's a knockout. So, all right. Hey, we're back to TV theme songs here, and we have to catch up on 9,000 texts that came in. Apparently, people really love to listen to and talk about TV theme songs. Dan, were you able to find Fish?
I do. I have both Fish and Barney Miller. What would you like first?
Let's go with Barney Miller. That's the classic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jag.
That's still Jag. Larry, get out of here.
You can't stop Larry Jag, man.
No, you cannot. All right, here's Barney Miller.
That is a jam.
It gets jazzy at the end.
Yeah, they get all kind of crazy because it starts out with just the bass and then it just builds and builds and builds, man. You got that great guitar and then all of a sudden the horn section comes in and you have a full-flown jam.
Oh, yeah. Did Night Court hit the list?
It did not.
What? Trash. It's trash, this list.
Night Court's a fantastic. That's a great TV theme song. You know what I loved about the opening credits on a lot of those shows, like from the 70s, Esmeralda, and into the early 80s, is they did a lot of the freeze framing stuff where they go, ha ha!
Oh, right.
You know, when they were like the opening credits for Barney Miller, they're always like, ha! like Hal Linden mm-hmm. would be caught in mid-laugh.
Having such a great time.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about Police Squad yesterday, and you've never seen an episode of Police Squad, right, Esmeralda?
I have not.
Well, at the end of each episode of Police Squad, because we played the Police Squad theme yesterday when we talked about TV theme songs part one, because a Police Squad, the TV theme song for Police Squad is one of my favorites of all time. But they ended each episode, Esmeralda, where they, you know, they'd wrap up the case. They're back in, you know, they're back in the Police Squad office, and like Leslie Nielsen and Alan North or whatever would be, they would be there, and they would end by going, and then they'd freeze, but it was the actors freezing. And so like they would do it, and they did it every single time. So like one time they would freeze, they'd go, "Well, they're going to be back in the penitentiary," ha ha, and they would freeze. But like there was a guy in handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking around and seeing why everybody else is freezing. So he gets up and runs out. He gets up and escapes. He gets away. There's the first one that they did was Leslie Nielsen is pouring a cup of coffee. Alan North is holding a coffee cup. And Leslie Nielsen begins pouring coffee, and they go, ha ha, and they freeze, but the coffee keeps pouring.
Nice.
And they did it at the end of every episode. They would do this stupid freeze thing, and it was hilarious every single time. God, that show was funny. That show was so funny. All right, Dan, we have Fish. This is the spinoff, Esmeralda. That tuba just busted out right there, man. See, that's a jam too. I wonder if
that's
it's real good. It's great. I wonder if that's the same dude who did the Barney Miller theme, because it certainly is funky. That's great. That is a great TV theme. The show wasn't good. the show sucked. But the theme song was pretty awesome. So, all right. Now, number two on the list, and then we'll take a break here. Number two on the list, according to our texters, number one was The Greatest American Hero, and we had a tie for number two, and that would be WKRP in Cincinnati, which we mentioned yesterday, and The Dukes of Hazzard. Those two tied. Just a good old boy. So, we'll talk a little bit more about that. If you guys want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. The news is coming up next.
Everything's Archie. Archie's here. Betty's here, Veronica too, Reggie's here. Hey Jughead, where are you? We wanna dance, and we wanna sing. Have some fun and we're adventuring. All our friends are here, but it ain't complete.
Wow. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, we'll go win. That's 301 area code requesting Everything's Archie, which is the Archie theme song. Where is Jughead? Where is Jughead? He's a Jughead. Jeez. It's TV theme songs. We were part two. We talked about it late in the show yesterday, and everybody went nuts, and I've got like 5 pages of texts here with people. So next on the list of everybody's favorites who texted in, this was yesterday and a little bit today. How about The Courtship of Eddie's Father? Courtship of Eddie's Father, Bill Bixby. I'm trying to remember how that one. That was actually Bobby Goldsboro did that song. He's my best friend. I think people let me tell you about my best friend. My light and joy. That is that right? Yeah, that's it.
People let me tell you about my best friend. She's a warm-hearted person who loved me till the end. People let me tell you about my best friend. She's a one-boy cuddly toy, my up, my down, my pride and joy. People let me tell you about
who does this song? I'm wrong about Bobby Goldsboro, because Bobby Goldsboro recorded a song about like father and son thing. but that's not it. I don't know who did that song. But that was fantastic. Bill Bixby was on that show. Brandon Cruz, I believe, was the kid's name who played...
Harry Nilsson.
Whoa, that's Harry Nilsson? Either I forgot that or I didn't know that. Either way, I'm embarrassed. Wow, I bet the text people were going nuts on that one when I was saying it was Bobby Goldsboro and not, and I didn't know that it was Harry Nilsson. Okay, by the way, Barney Miller is also on the list of favorites from people who texted in. And then how about The Fall Guy? People enjoy The Fall Guy. I never watched The Fall Guy. Dan, did you ever watch The Fall Guy?
No, never seen it.
Esmeralda, did you, when you were a kid, watch
The
Fall Guy?
Did not.
Good old Lee Majors. One of the Heathers was in that. One of the popular 80s Heathers. Because there was Locklear and there was Thomas. I think it was Thomas. Because at the time, they were the two competing hot Heathers on TV and posters and stuff.
Thomas.
Yeah, Heather Thomas. That's The Fall Guy. Then, of course, we have Different Strokes. Now, was it Alan Thicke write that one, too? That seems like a Thicke composition to me. And then all the way, and then the last one in the top, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, so to the top eight here, among the texters that we got the most repeated votes on, Dallas comes in last. Dallas also considered one of the best TV theme songs of all time.
And yes, Alan Thicke on Different Strokes.
Yeah.
It takes.
It takes Different Strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. Mr. Drummond. That show was ridiculous. 773 area code. Here's a classic. Hawaii 5-0. Now, that's just legendary. That's legendary. That was also a hit. That also charted in the early 70s, I want to say. You ever watch the reruns, Dan, of Hawaii 5-0?
No, I can't say that I have.
Oh, man. Because they're on MeTV. And Jack Lord is hilarious. He's fantastic, and his hair is awesome. And, you know, MeTV does really clever, you know, commercials and stuff. So does Antenna TV. But MeTV does there's one where it's just, because, you know, it's catchphrase, right? The catchphrase from Hawaii 5-0?
Book 'em Dano.
You, of course, must know that because it probably was said to you many, many times during your childhood. Or maybe I say it when I'm requesting a guest. Have I ever said that to you? I was saying, book 'em, Dano. Have I ever?
No.
I don't think I've ever said that.
No, you've never said it to
Well,
me.
Now I'm going to say it.
How long will you stay employed if he starts saying that?
Well, we've lasted about 5 years together, so.
But we're trying to get Melissa Villasenor to do the show, Esmeralda. Because she's coming to town, she's doing a weekend at Zany's,
mm-hmm.
and so now I just want to say Booker Dano.
Oh boy,
yeah, that
it's not.
I hope it gets back.
No,
to
it's her. It's yeah. It's gonna be,
yeah. Hey Rick.
Rick,
I know that's a tough get, but Nick told me to Booker Dano, and so you got to help me out here.
Yeah, and then Melissa Villasenor hears that. Hey, the guy who wants the interview said it would be funny if I said Booker Dano. And then Melissa Villasenor would say, I'm not doing that show.
And then she texts Dana and be like, are you really going to marry this guy?
Yeah, because, by the way, they know Dana knows Melissa Villasenor, Esmeralda. They did a pilot together with Josh Robert Thompson, who was Jeff the Robot from from Craig Ferguson show. Jeffrey Peterson. All right. More texts coming in. This is insane. All right. 847 area code. Did you know that there were lyrics to the Andy Griffith Show theme song and the Dick Van Dyke Show theme song? I knew that there were lyrics to Andy. Dan, can you find, maybe we can find the lyrics? Because I know that there were, I knew there were lyrics for the Andy Griffith Show theme song. But I don't think I knew that the Dick Van Dyke theme show had lyrics. So.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones and mighty fish.
fine for skipping stones. You'll feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool.
For what?
Whistling like a fool.
Oh, God, I thought he said whizzing like a fool.
Fresh as lemonade?
Fresh as in the shade. Fresh as lemonade in the shade. And then you go whizzing like a fool.
I mean, you would.
After a bunch of lemonade.
Yeah. Steve Miller write these lyrics?
Right?
That was Andy Griffith, by the way. Clearly. Now, do we have lyrics for the Dick Van Dyke Show? I didn't know that Dick Van Dyke Show had lyrics. Fresh as lemonade in the shade, Esmeralda.
Oh, it might just be on the screen. Hang on, let me check.
Yeah, I think it's just on the screen. Well, what do they say?
Sing it, Dano.
You're going to get the same response as Melissa Senior Vince. You are there.
Yeah.
So you think that you've got trouble. Let's see if we can do this. Well, trouble's a bubble. So tell Mr. Trouble to get lost.
Uh-huh.
Why not hold your head up high and stop crying, start trying, and don't forget to keep your fingers crossed. When you find the joy of living is loving and giving, you'll be there when the winning dice are tossed. Smile's just a frown that's turned upside down. So smile and that frown will get lost. And don't forget to keep your fingers crossed.
Wow.
I almost hit the post there, too.
Did you? You almost did. Did you perform that at Slam Dance, Dan?
Yes, I did.
I felt like we were in a coffee shop. I should be going...
Back when I did it, back when I was just Dano.
What's going on there?
YouTube.
That sounded like Johnny Carson.
It was. He's interviewing Paul Lind.
Oh. Oh, my God. What a great piece of the video right there. Johnny Carson interviewing Paul Lind. Let's stop the show and watch it.
Let's just run that for the next 2 hours.
All right. Tim from Plainfield says, cheers. Best theme song, in my opinion. That's what we've discovered was number one on this current list.
Oh, and I forgot. Vic and I were talking after the show. Apparently, there were like two drop lyrics at the beginning of the original theme song. I'll see if I can pull it up.
They dropped the lyrics from the Cheers theme song?
Yeah, like, so, you know, like, now we know it's starting with It Takes Everything You've Got, that lyric. But there was two lyrics that he mentioned about, like, the Red Sox lost today and something like that. I see him typing furiously, so we'll have it in a minute.
Was it specifically Boston related?
Yeah, it had something to do with the Red Sox.
And that's how the song actually starts?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
Wow.
It'll take me a sec.
I mean, it's widely considered one of the best TV theme songs of all time. Cheers. It's Vic's favorite. Let's see. The two theme songs that I remember, this is from the 630 area code, the most, was the opening for MASH and the opening for Dallas, both mentioned before. 312 area code says, I love all the classic old theme songs like Petticoat Junction and the Beverly Hillbillies. But more recently, I loved the HBO show True Blood, I Want to Do Bad Things to You. Yeah.
I got those lyrics.
So these are lyrics that were cut out of Cheers.
The original opening verse.
Okay.
So instead of making your way in the world today, it was singing the blues when the Red Sox lose. It's a crisis in your life, on the run, because all your girlfriends want to be your wife, and the laundry ticket's in the wash. That was the original opening verse.
That was the opening.
Which was changed to Making Your Way in the World Today Takes Everything You've Got, the one we all know and love.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Gary Portnoy.
Gary Portnoy wrote that.
Right.
Wow. All right. Didn't know that.
Simon Paula, who sang it better, me or Vic?
I wasn't aware we were being judged.
We always are, Vic. We always are.
All right. Well, thanks for that info, Vic. What about Way Down in the Hole, The Wire? Yeah. Different version each season.
Oh, my gosh. Vic.
What happened?
Vic just yelled when he heard you say the wire. He goes, oh, yes.
Nick, when wow. Jeannie and I watched the...
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm getting it confused. It's a different show. We were... what is that want thing?
Wait a minute. Well, what?
Oh my
wait.
God.
What is that here? Wait. What the hell? What the hell is going on, Vic? Wait.
There's a series that we watched about New Orleans and the flood.
Tremé.
There you go.
Yeah. Now you're
that
not,
song. She would get up in the beginning of that series. There's a song, and she would get up and sing it with a real deep jazzy voice, and it's hilarious.
See, here's what's you're not too far off. I will say this: you're not as too far off, Vic, because David Simon created both Tremé and The Wire, so
it makes sense.
So that's why you probably got him a little. And they're both HBO. Critically acclaimed shows,
right? A lot of the same actors.
Yeah. So I can understand you, okay. but so she would get up and just start singing the theme song from Tremé.
My goal in life is going to be to secretly record her and give you the audio.
Is the theme song for Tremé online?
I'm sure. Yeah,
that's it. This is the theme.
She. Way down low, there's some line where he says, "Way down in the hole, she loves it."
Well, way down in the hole. Now, is that? Way down in the hole is The Wire.
Maybe it was The Wire then. Maybe, I think it was The Wire. Yeah,
you know, way down in the hole is The Wire. I know that for a fact.
Okay, it was The Wire.
And it was a different version each season. They had they had five. Seasons and it was five different versions.
The first year.
The first year was the first couple of years.
It's
the first year. I know exactly what you're talking about. So Dan, you're gonna have to look up season one of The Wire theme because Steve Earle did season two.
I love how lighthearted you make it sound, Vic.
Yeah.
When the show is a very serious topic. It's so dramatic.
It's the best thing.
You don't
in the
do
world.
A lot of happy singing while you're watching The Wire, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, but way down in the hole,
she'll get a bunch, like a gravelly voice. And
that's exactly
really,
what it is.
She'll bend over. I mean, she really gets into it.
This is not season one. That's season four, I think.
Down in the hole.
Same song, but that's not the right one. That was like season three or four.
Yeah.
Because they had a different version each season.
YouTube user Authentic Wiretap disagrees. He says it's season one. So I'll keep looking here.
Oh.
Okay.
He says it's season one? I don't think so. Because maybe it was season one, and I'm just thinking from season two on. I don't know. But we have to break. Let's break while Dan looks for the seasons of The Wire, and maybe we can wake up Jeannie and get her to sing along with it on the air. All right. We got a break here. We'll be back.
Walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't
wait a second. Did we got a request for the oh no.
This is it.
This is yeah. Okay, you know whose version this is, and I cannot believe that I play.
Yeah.
It's Tom Waits.
Yes, it's Tom Waits.
And yeah, that's amazing. Now, Dan, you found the rundown from season to season of who did it?
Yeah. So season one, the Blind Boys of Alabama. Season two, Tom Waits. Season three, the Neville Brothers. Season four, Domaji.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Steve Earle. Season five.
Steve Earle.
Yeah, the Tom Waits version is what you're talking about. That's it. That's it, Vic.
A picture a petite conservative Wisconsin genie. She sounds exactly like it, Nick.
Doing her best Tom Waits.
I'm telling you, man, she transforms her voice.
I'll tell you what,
it's bizarre.
I've met her several times, and I cannot picture her doing a really good Tom Waits.
It's
but
so
there you
priceless.
Go. That's great. That's a great theme song, too, by the way, Way Down in the Hole. And the Tom Waits version was, but you know, the Tom Waits version was in my favorite season because season two, Vic, you remember season two, what the plot of season two was?
Oh, I don't remember that.
That was they were covering the drug dealing, but that was also the one that took place on the docks with Sapatka and those guys.
Right, yeah.
And the Greek. That was
a good one.
Oh, man, my
that
favorite
was a good
season.
Yeah. I think that was my favorite as well.
Yeah. Oh, God. Man, that show was good. It was the best show ever in the history of television. And I've said that 9,000 times, and I'll never. I mean, it's the best TV show in the history of television. And nothing has ever been better. So, well, now we got that all. We got that all figured out. Okay. 574, my top three. SWAT is number three, two, the A-Team, and one, Miami Vice. Honorable mention, Magnum P.I. And then Darlene says, Top Cat and Gidget are my favorite theme songs.
See, I can remember being in the back seat of my parents' station wagon freaking out when SWAT came on. I loved that song.
Oh, yeah, and that was a big hit, too.
It was. They played it on the radio all the time, and it was the 70s, I guess.
Yeah, it was absolutely. It was the 70s, and SWAT was one of the SWAT was huge. Like, it charted. That was a Billboard hit. So was Miami Vice. 630 area code says Miami Vice. 301 says, I miss shows with theme songs. There are so few and far between these days. I really like the ones where the theme songs set up the premise, like Gilligan's Island or Beverly Hillbillies. Katie from Kentucky says, there are many TV theme songs I like and remember. Most of them are instrumental, specifically the $6 Million Man and the Bionic Woman. Oh, wait. Hey, Dan, can you bring up the $6 Million Man theme? We can rebuild him. The That was, you know, I had the, wait, that's the 20th century. That's the Universal. That's the Universal.
Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Astronaut.
That's right.
A man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
This brings back so many memories.
We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before. Better.
Yeah. Faster. Stronger, faster.
Faster.
There we go. See, that's a jam. $6 Million Man. That so many memories come rushing back when I hear that. I watched that show religiously when I was a kid, and I had the Steve Austin action figure where you can look through his bionic eye. You can close your eye and squint. You can look through his bionic eye. Oh man. Let's see. 708 area code, the main theme song from the Netflix show Luke Cage. I don't know that. You watch Luke Cage, right, Dan, or you've watched it? I can't hear you.
Yeah, you know, I have watched him. One of our listeners, Thomas Steger, actually requested that a little bit earlier, and he gave the title of it. I'll see if I can track
okay.
it down.
All right. 847 area code, one of my favorite TV theme songs is Silver Spoons. I heard it the other day, and I can't believe it actually brought tears to my eyes. I must be getting old. 224 area code, pretty much any Steven Spielberg cartoons theme were awesome, like Animaniacs, Tiny Toons, Freakazoid. They're all great. 248 and 773 area code says the Munsters theme rules. That's one of my favorites. I love the Munsters theme song. 630-730-708 area code, the theme from WKRP. 312, the best theme song for a TV show had to be the one for the Larry Sanders Show. Now, the Larry Sanders Show was a memorable theme song, but it's Gary Shandling's show. That, Dan, you can find that. We'll play it after the news. It's Gary Shandling's Show. One of the greatest theme songs of all time is the It's Gary Shandling Show. And the Larry Sanders Show, great theme song as well. But, God, Gary Shandling. Ugh. 847 area code says the Mary Tyler Moore Show theme is the best. Howard Hess been in two shows with great themes from 773 area code, WKRP in Cincinnati, and Head of the Class. I don't remember Head of the Class. I don't remember the theme song to Head of the Class. That was at that time in the 80s when I wasn't watching TV and I was out all the time, like the late 80s. I missed so many of those shows at that time. 219 area code, Hill Street Blues. We got a couple of calls on that yesterday morning when we were talking about this. 301 area code, Laverne and Shirley, Happy Days, and the Partridge Family. Now, for people who might not remember, Dan, you probably don't remember because you weren't alive, but when Happy Days' first season happened, I want to say it was in 1975-ish, 76-ish, the theme song was Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and the Comets. I think it was only the first season, and then they did the Sunday, Monday, Happy Days. So, all right, we got a break here. 9,000 more texts. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to join us. News in 10 seconds.
Batty bonkers crazy, loopy loony hazy. Chaotic, neurotic, peculiar and amazing. Demented and deranged, particularly strange. Frantic, really shaky, flaky, making me insane.
Wow. Give me Wildcard Wednesday. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It is Wednesday. How are you? It's Nick DiGilio here. I'm here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6. We are going to taste test some of the Lay's potato chips. We've got the Giordano's deep dish pizza flavored. We got the Lay's ketchup flavored. And the Lay's bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers flavor we're going to try. And Esmeralda's already tried them. So Vic and Dan and I are gonna give them a shot and see what we think. Okay, it's Wildcard Wednesday, and we've been doing a lot of TV themes because that's what we've been talking about, TV theme songs. Anna Marie just requested the theme from Stark Raving Mad, a short-lived show with Tony Shalhoub. What was Stark Raving Mad? I don't even remember that. I'm a Tony Shalhoub fan. I'm a card-carrying member of the Tony Shalhoub fan club. By the way, you know, he won a Tony under the direction of my Tony Award-winning friend David Cromer for the band's Visit. He and David. My friend David Cromer, Dan, do you know my friend David Cromer?
Only through you.
He won a Tony. My friend is a Tony winner. That was so cool and surreal to watch him on my TV giving an acceptance speech for a Tony. But I gotta say, like 25 years ago, we all knew it was going to happen. Like anybody who came across David Cromer in the Chicago theater world, saw any of his work, went, this guy, this guy's the real deal. So, but anyway, I don't even know what Stark Raving Mad is. It sounded like a crazy show based on the theme song.
Shalhoub stars as an odd horror novelist, Ian Stark, who's obsessed with practical jokes, and his first book, Below Ground, was a bestseller. Neil Patrick Harris is Stark's reluctant editor, Henry McNeil, who has a variety of phobias and possibly obsessive-compulsive disorder.
What? What year?
Debuted September of 99, canceled April of 2000. So one season.
Oh, poor Shalhoub.
Also featured Eddie McClintock.
Okay. Well, Neil Patrick Harris, that was before his big comeback. Right? No. It was after, right? Because because Harold and Kumar came out in like 2003. And that was like a big comeback. But I also think that people keep forgetting how good he was in Undercover Brother. Everybody keeps forgetting that, and that was like right before Harold. Now Harold and Kumar was the breakout. That was the thing where it was like, whoa, Neil Patrick Harris, what are you doing? You're Doogie Howser. You're acting very un-Doogie-like. And, but I also, you know, Dan, you have to remember that he was in Starship Troopers, for God's
sake.
That's
where I thought you were going to go
first.
Yeah,
I mean, Starship Troopers, please. I love that movie, man. That movie is so ridiculous. So, all right, well, there's a TV theme song from the Stark Raving Mad. All right, how about this one? Zach says, what about cops? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys. Hey, did America's Most Wanted have a theme? I'm trying to remember if they had any kind of music. Now, Esmeralda, you don't like the music to what? Ripley's Believe It or Not? Is that the one?
No, Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, right. Unsolved Mysteries with Robert Stack. That's the one that freaks you out, right?
Yeah. Because they always had their, like, they always had these killers and just terrible things. And they're like, and they haven't been found yet. And it's like, oh, my God.
And then you get to, every time you hear that theme.
And you're always watching, you always watch that show. It was real dark.
Yeah.
You never turn the lights on for some reason.
Robert Stack in a trench in a trench coat.
All that smoke behind him.
Right.
Goodness gracious.
Unsolved Mysteries.
It's too much.
Yeah. What was that? Is Vic all right? What just happened? I just heard Vic moan.
This past week I made dinner for my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I made beef barbacoa.
Uh-huh.
And I brought him some because it's an Instant Pot, and he was talking about how he has to feed his children.
Right.
And there's so much of it. So I was like, hey, maybe this would be a good one for you.
There you go.
So I gave him a bite to taste it because he doesn't eat when he's here.
Right.
But yeah, that was that noise.
Okay.
And I got a chip.
What? I have some more if you guys want to try it. I have some in the fridge. I actually have tortillas too if you want some tacos.
Wow. You just go all out here.
Like, you know, we're here for so long.
Yeah. All right.
I need to fuel up.
Yeah. Dan's all fueled up thanks to that chip.
I mean, it is pizza.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're going to taste test those in a little bit, but there you go. All right. Now, Dan, did America's Most Wanted, did they have a theme? Did you find one? Because I don't remember anything. I don't remember that at all. I have no memory of that at all. I used to watch America's Most Wanted, too, but I don't remember that at all. Now, Dan, you know what my favorite stories associated with America's Most Wanted are?
Yes, I do.
I remind people if they don't know. I love the fact that the actors who played the bad guys, the actual criminals, in the reenactments, because, you know, as you know, America's Most Wanted, they were real cases, people who were really wanted. And then they would recreate them. And there are a number of times when the actors or actresses who played the criminals where people would call up and see, they would see them instead of the real criminals and call up and get them arrested. It's like, so these actors are like, no, I was on the TV show, I was the reenactor. There were multiple stories about these, and these are actors who are trying to, you know, they're working from paycheck to paycheck, you know, they're doing these stupid reenactments for this, at the time, Fox show that, like, nobody was watching, and they're getting arrested for their jobs. All right. 815 area code says, what about the little known Richie Brockelman Private Eye? It had a good Beach Boys / Jan and Dean kind of vibe to it. Richie Brockelman Private Eye. There's another one that I kind of remember that. Well, I mean, you can't. You know, that's got a very distinctive.
School's out. Sun's coming up and the days are getting longer. No doubt. California girls got me feeling stronger. Bop, bop, bop. Everybody's hanging around.
It says Beach Boys / Jan and Dean kind of vibe. No, there's no kind of about that. Now, if I remember this correctly, somebody who became pretty well known was in that show. Who do you have the...
Star Dennis Dugan.
Dennis Dugan. Oh, my God. Dennis Dugan.
Dennis Dugan, the famous Dennis Dugan?
You know who Dennis...
No, I have no idea.
Dennis Dugan... Dennis Dugan was in a lot of comedies and in a lot of TV series, and then he went to directing. Dennis Dugan directed Happy Gilmore. He directed a bunch of Sandler movies.
Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Yes, he did direct Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Oh, and Jack and Jill.
Yeah. Dennis Dugan became like the go-to director for Sandler. Like, it was between him and like another guy who directed a bunch of them. But yeah, Dennis Dugan became Sandler's right-hand man.
He's from Wheaton.
Yeah. He directed a really funny movie. Well, Happy Gilmore is a really funny movie, but one of the only Sandler movies I like. But he directed a hilarious movie called Brain Donors. You guys ever see Brain Donors? Nobody saw it.
Nope.
It sounds familiar. What's it about?
It's John Turturro, Mel Smith, and that comedian who used to do the football, the goofy big football player guy. I can't remember his name. It is a total tribute to the Marx Brothers, with Turturro playing the Groucho role. And it's really, really funny. Like, really funny and true to the spirit of the Marx Brothers. Like, it's fast-paced. It's really great. And Dugan directed that. And, that's a really funny movie. Nobody on Earth saw that movie. Brain Donors. And when it was originally released, it was called Lame Ducks. And then they changed the title to Brain Donors, and that didn't help at all. But, I mean, if you're a fan of the Marx Brothers, if you like that rapid-fire, style of the Marx Brothers, and it's a full-on tribute to the Marx Brothers. Like, they're playing, like, the character, the big football guy. I can't remember the actor's name.
Mel Smith?
No, Mel Smith
Bob
is...
Bob Nelson?
Bob Nelson, that's it. Bob Nelson plays... He's the Harpo character, because he doesn't speak. Very rarely, he doesn't speak. All of his sight gags involve, like, gadgets and things. And then Mel Smith is the... why am I blanking on it? Chico? Chico, right? Chico. So Turturro is John Turturro. If you can imagine that, John Turturro is the Groucho character, and it's a really, really funny movie. And I was like, when I first heard about it, I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be, because it was like a troubled production. Started out as Lame Ducks. Paramount Pictures released it. It's, when its running time is like 82 minutes long. It's really, really short. And it's got, when I first heard about it, I was like, this is going to suck. And then I saw it and I laughed my ass off through the entire movie. And anybody who likes the Marx Brothers, if you think the Marx Brothers are funny, this is a really loving and very funny tribute to it. So it was directed by Richie Brockelman, Private Eye. All right. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we got more TV theme songs and maybe some more weirdo shows that we will get to. Okay. This is one of my favorite TV theme songs of all time as well. Peter and Decatur with, obviously, The X-Files. Wild Card Wednesday. You mean Wild Card Wednesday? It's wild. It's a card. It's Wednesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We are talking about TV theme songs. And let's go to the phones. Here's John on WGN. Hey, John.
Yes.
Yes.
The best theme song I ever played was Peter Gunn's theme song.
Peter Gunn.
Henry Mancini wrote it.
Yep, classic. Absolute classic. That's another one of those TV theme songs that actually became a hit record that charted, and it was very, very popular. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Also, they had another one out, Shotgun Slave.
Yeah. There you
another
go.
Another jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, John, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right, Peter Gunn. That's a good one, man. Classic. 815 area code also agrees with that. 312 and 815 say, hey, what about Saved by the Bell? What is it? How does that go? There are lyrics to that?
Oh, I almost jumped into it.
Are there lyrics in it?
Yes,
oh, yeah.
There are lyrics to it.
Oh.
It's a very Fresh Prince
yes.
type of theme song. The same idea.
So is it rap?
No, but it's kind of the same thing, like when I wake up in the morning, my alarm goes off.
Oh, right.
But it's rockin' 90s.
Yeah.
It's all right, because it's Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah, it's all right. Saved by, and then they actually say Saved by the Bell.
Because
right?
I'm Saved by the Bell.
Because I'm Saved by the Bell.
It would be an interesting cross-section with this list. How many of these themes say the name of the show in the lyrics?
True. True. Bernie Miller has gotten a lot of tracking. Canadian Bill, as you mentioned before, Facts of Life, because it was written by Alan Thicke. So it's got to be Canadian. 630 area code CHIPS. Yeah, that was I do remember that, and they used it in the stupid movie that Dax Shepard made with Michael Pena. Remember that movie, Dan?
Yes, I do.
From was it last year?
Yes. A
couple of years ago. Oh man! Here's Brian on WGN. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
One of my favorites of the 80s was Airwolf with J.S. Michael Fenton.
Airwolf. I don't remember the theme song to Airwolf at all.
Yeah, it was very fast-paced. It was really cool. And he had our Ernest Borgnine in it.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I know the show. I know Jan Michael mentioned Ernest Borgnine and Airwolf. Yeah. I think we have it. You can tell it's action-packed. Just by that theme,
and
action-packed.
The fact that Jan Michael Vincent was just playing the cello in the...
Wait, what? What? In the opening credits, he was they had Jan Michael Vincent playing the cello?
At a lake.
What? What? What does that mean, Brian? Why was he playing the cello?
I don't know. I don't recall that. That's funny, though. I'm going to have to check that out.
Actually, check it out. All right, Brian, thanks.
All right.
Nothing says tough helicopter pilot like playing the cello. Jan Michael Vincent playing the cello? What is that? That's fantastic.
I mean, there are other stuff of him, you know, kissing beautiful women and jumping from airplanes, but...
But he also plays the cello. Side. The softer side of Jan Michael Vincent. I remember Airwolf was on at the same time as the TV show version of Blue Thunder. It was the competing, action-packed, hour-long helicopter shows. And if I remember correctly, Dan, if you can look up the TV version of Blue Thunder, because the movie version is what will pop up first, because it was one of the greatest movies ever with Roy Scheider, Malcolm McDowell, Daniel Stern. Phenomenal movie. But the TV version, if I'm not mistaken, was James Farentino. He was the star of the TV version of Blue Thunder. I think Airwolf was more successful as a TV show. I think more people watched Airwolf. If I remember correctly, that was the more popular one.
You are correct. James Farentino and a young Dana Carvey.
What?
And Dick Butkus. And Bubba Smith.
Right. I remember Dick Butkus being in. Dana Carvey was in Blue Thunder?
His character name was Clinton Wonderlove.
Clinton Wonderlove. I can't believe he didn't get a spinoff. Just called Wonderlove with Dana Carvey. Yeah. Well, the movie's good. That's all I can say. I don't know. James Farentino is what, you know what I'm going to talk about on Cochran Show tomorrow morning when I'm on with him on Thursday morning. And I've wanted to talk to him about this for a couple of weeks, but he's been off, and Justin, I've been doing the segment with Justin, but I want to talk to specifically with Cochran about actors and actresses that you get mixed up, you know, like the whole, Dermot Mulroney, Dylan McDermott is probably the most classic one, but there's also in that era, James Farentino, Tony Franciosa. And who is the third one? Because it's James Farentino, Tony Franciosa, and James Franciscus. Okay, so those were the guys. Though all three of these guys, it was like you could just the names were real close, and they were all on the same sort of level of stardom. You know, James Franciscus was in Beneath the Planet of the Apes. So it's James Franciscus, Tony Franciosa, who did a lot of like TV cop stuff, and then James Farentino. Those are the. That's my favorite mixed up trio of actors from the 70s. Because they had the heights of their career were like 70s, early 80s. Oh, man. And I know that Cochran will remember those guys. There's no question about it that he will. Because I know that there's a lot of people listening. I have no idea. Dan, you probably don't know who any of them are.
Nope.
Yeah, James Franciscus, Tony Franciosa, James Ferentino. And those are similar. Those are, you know, very, very similar names.
I mean, it sounds like a law firm.
Yeah. Ferentino, Franciscus, what was the other one? Franciscus, Ferentino, James, I can't remember. All right. Let's take a break here, and we'll come back with the news. There you go. Wildcard Wednesday. Your Mayor Wildcard Wednesday continues. 847-815 area code requesting, of course, the Bonanza theme. A very popular show and theme song. 312-981-7200 is the phone number on WGN. Hey, Esmeralda, I was just looking up at the TV and there was a commercial for 222-2222.
That's a great theme.
Yeah. Real surprising, 3:30 in the morning, that guy's got commercials running. Hey, coming up, we're going to do a little taste test of the new Lay's flavors, the Giordano Deep Dish Pizza Potato Chip, the Bacon-Wrapped Jalapeno Popper Potato Chip, and the Ketchup Potato Chip. And that'll be coming up a little bit later on. And we're going to play a little round of Music IQ, where Dan and Esmeralda and I battle with our music knowledge. We each ask each other questions, and so that'll be a battle. Right now, though, we're having some fun talking about some TV shows that some of us don't remember and talking about some TV theme songs. Love Boat was mentioned yesterday, again mentioned in text this morning. 224 area code says, welcome back, Cotter. That's a classic. 773 area code, Love Taxi. We were talking about that one yesterday, Esmeralda, about how it sounds all melancholy.
Mm-hmm.
773 area code. Dan, can you find this one? This is Hickey Burr. Hickey Burr, which is should be in the top 10, according to it. This is from the 70s show, the Bill Cosby show from the 70s, not Cosby. The Bill Cosby Show, where he played Chet Kincaid. Yeah, this is it. That's just Bill Cosby just going, ha, ha. And at one point he's like, I'm going to take a bowl and put in some Schlinger floggles and some flavor flowers, mix it up, put it in the saxophone. Hickey Brr. Now, do you know who, Dan, you probably have the credits in front of you.
I do.
You know who did that song, Esmeralda?
Who's that?
Well, I mean, it's Bill Cosby doing the fantastic vocal work, but that's Quincy Jones.
Oh.
Yeah. Hickey Brr. That was one of those shows, because I loved Bill Cosby when I was a kid. Now, you know, you're not supposed to say that because he's a scumbag. But when I was a kid, I loved him. For a long time, I loved Bill Cosby. And that show used to be on CBS late night. Like real late, like around now, like maybe like, you know, like 1 o'clock in the morning. And if I was up at 1 o'clock in the morning, I watched it all the time. It was on, like, every night in reruns, syndicated, like, in reruns. Hickey Brr! And he played Chet Kincaid, a gym teacher. All right, how about the dating game? Well, now, see, now, this is, we're getting into a whole different, we talk about game show themes. That's a whole nother ball game, Dan. You know that.
Indeed.
815 area code says The Sopranos. And 773, what about All in the Family? Classic. 815, Big Bang Theory. Now, that show still has a theme. They still play, right? I mean, I don't watch the show.
Right.
But I know that it's like, they might be Giants?
Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies, okay. Didn't They Might Be Giants do a...
They've done three. They've done...
Malcolm in the Middle?
Malcolm in the Middle, the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse theme, and then one other one.
So the Malcolm in the Middle was, you're not the boss of me.
Boss of me, right.
Yeah, I love that. By the way, that was a good show, Malcolm in the Middle. That was a really funny show. Bryan Cranston was great on that show. Always in his briefs, running around in his briefs. And then he plays Walter White, and he's running around in his briefs.
Did you ever hear the theory that they're the same guy?
Yes, I have. Exactly. let's see. Oh, classic. I can't believe nobody came up with this one until now. Dan, the Beretta theme. Keep your eye on the sparrow. That's one of the great... Come on. Sammy, baby.
That has been, for today's new entries, that has been by far the number one pick.
Because it rules.
Has anyone come up with Kaz?
Well, me.
I'm just, you know, because you're such a fan.
Yeah, Kaz. You would think that people would be texting in or calling in, screaming about how great the theme song from Kaz is. And it is a jam. It's a jazzy, bluesy jam. And by the way, Dan, in the credits for Airwolf, they had Jan Michael Vincent playing the cello. Well, in the credits in Kaz, Ron Liebman jamming on the drums.
Quite a band they'd form.
You didn't even, like, yeah, Ron Liebman on drums and Jan Michael Vincent on cello. What about the theme song from Knight Rider? Oh, yeah. That's all I remember. We'll go to the phones. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right. What's up?
Hey, get in a wreck, get a check.
Right.
Hey. Hey. I got a couple of them here for you. But first of all, I saw Baby Driver the other night.
Yeah.
Oh, great flick.
Yeah, man.
Great, especially when I know you were talking about when they went into Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
Oh, great scene.
It's the best scene in the movie. One of my favorite scenes, man, of last year. The whole foot chase, car chase to Hocus Pocus by Focus is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
He did a good job on Jamie.
Jamie Foxx.
Oh, yeah. Nice job.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What do you got?
Right, I got a couple of them. All right, first of all, Night Gallery.
Oh, classic. Classic. Esmeralda, if you were freaked out by Unsolved Mysteries, Night Gallery is a really creepy theme.
No, thank you.
It's really cool, though.
I'm good.
All right. What else?
So my favorite two are Danger Island.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Which used to be on Banana Splits.
Yep.
And the Streets of San Francisco theme song.
Yeah, the Streets of San Francisco is a jam. That's another one of those jams. I think we got it. Great theme song. Get that wah-wah in there, man. You got the wah-wah going. Mike, thanks for the call, man. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Rockford Files had a great theme song. Yes, it did. Mike Post. We were talking about Mike Post before. Peter in Decatur says X-Files. 815 says, I love the theme from Starsky and Hutch, but I hated how much they changed it. They changed the theme. Yeah, they changed the actual theme song of Starsky and Hutch. The original was the better one, but when they did the second one, it wasn't nearly as good. Rich in Madison says Mission Impossible. Classic. Pat from Joliet says two of my favorite themes were Mr. Belvedere and Parks and Recreation. Parks and Rec was like that march, right? Yeah. I'm trying to remember how that went. I know it was a march. I'm trying to remember how that went. 708 area code says The Nanny. What was the theme song for The Nanny? Was it just her going, ah?
It was another story.
Oh, it was a story? Yeah. I never watched that
show.
She
lived in Queens.
Yeah.
And then she met Mr. What's-His-Face.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's a nanny.
Now she's a crazy nanny. All right. Oh, I'm trying to... That's the Parks and Rec. Oh, man. You know what? This reminds me of the... Dan, this reminds me of the story of years ago. We were talking about, we were talking about like kids, kids' behavior or something like that. And somebody called in or texted in and said that every time the theme song from The Office comes on, their little kid gets up and starts dancing. Do you remember that? Was that?
I do remember that, yeah.
Like the kid would get, and he has to dance. He dances the whole time to The Office. Like he doesn't, like if even, even they said that if he's like in a bad mood, if he's grumpy or something, if they put on the opening theme to The Office, the kid gets up and just starts dancing, like boogieing to The Office theme. Well, it's a great theme song. All right, let's take a quick break here, and then we'll wrap this up. And then after 4 o'clock, we're going to do our Lay's new flavored testing, taste test, testing. And then a little music IQ right here on Wednesday morning on WGN.
So you think that you've got trouble? Well, trouble's a bubble. So tell old Mr. Trouble to get lost. Why not hold your head up high and stop crying, start trying. And don't forget to keep your fingers crossed. When you find the joy of living is loving and giving, you'll be there when the winning dice are tossed. A smile is just a frown that's turned upside down. So smile and that frown will defrost. And don't forget to keep your fingers crossed on me TV.
What did I tell you about the clever commercials that they do on MeTV? I liked your version better, Dan.
Thank you.
262 area code. That's Dick Van Dyke singing the lyrics from the show. He did it for a MeTV commercial. Thank you, 262, for requesting that. And we got to hear Dick Van Dyke sing it. You know, Dick Van Dyke is like 96 or something.
It's that Tai Chang thing he does.
Yeah, I've seen him on infomercials running around. He's running around like he's 20. I love Dick Van Dyke. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. After 4 o'clock, we're going to do the Lay's flavored taste test testings. Find out what we think of the Giordano deep dish pizza flavored potato chips from Lay's, the bacon wrapped jalapeno popper chips from Lay's, and then the ketchup chips. And by the way, Canadian Bill texted in, ketchup chips are one of the most popular chips in Canada. Also, salt and vinegar. I love salt and vinegar chips.
In Canada, aren't they all dressing? Isn't that what they call them?
What are they, all dressing?
Mm-hmm. Canadian Bill, back me up.
Okay. Canadian patio season, by the way, is when restaurants open their patios. They changed the laws here in Ontario that restaurants can set up their pop-up patios, and they're everywhere. Regarding Canadian patios, patio songs, Kim Mitchell started at the same time as Rush. He was in a group called Max Webster. They played together a lot in the early 70s. All right. Thank you for the information, Canadian Bill. They like ketchup-flavored chips in Canada. And we'll find out how they are right to this evening, morning, whatever the hell it is. Let's see. The best was Rawhide, 815 area code says. 815 area code, another vote for West Wing. 224 area code, Dynasty. Oh, here's a good one. 262 area code, the Mod Squad. Dan, can you find the Mod Squad? That was a great show. I love that show. Michael Cole, Peggy Lipton, and Clarence Williams III. They were a mod, and they were a squad. That's a great... again, Dan, that's bringing back a ton of memories. I used to watch the Mod Squad
sure.
all the time. Now, were you watching the credits?
I was.
Okay, that's another one of those freeze frame ones where they where they're like running down alleys and stuff, and then they freeze and show the actor's name.
That is correct.
I used to think Michael Cole was the coolest dude ever. I remember when I was a little kid and I watched Mod Squad. I would pretend to be Michael Cole, not the Michael Cole, the announcer on the WWE, but that's a different guy. You know Peggy Lipton, bringing it all full circle. You know who she's married to, right?
Who's that?
Quincy Jones.
Ah, there you go.
And you know that Quincy Jones and Peggy Lipton's daughter, speaking of Parks and Rec,
Rashida Jones.
Rashida Jones. You see how this is all interconnected?
People think we don't script this show.
No, are you kidding? 815 area code loves Good Times. Yeah, we all love that one. All right, here's Roosevelt on WGN. Hey, Roosevelt.
Hey, good morning, gang. How you guys doing this morning?
We're good.
How could you forget It Takes a Thief? You should play that one.
It Takes a Thief is a great. That's a great one.
Yeah, and here's remember when he interrupts his boss. I can't remember his name. Noah Bain.
Right,
and he says, "Look, Al, I'm not asking you to spy. I'm just asking you to steal."
Yeah,
you
that's know? It.
Oh, that was fantastic.
All right, well, I think we got it. It Takes a Thief. This is classic.
Oh, look, Al, I'm not asking you to spy. Just asking you to steal.
There you go, Roosevelt.
Yeah, that's a great one.
All right, man.
Yeah, he would get all the girls, Nick. He's the one that I thought was the coolest out of all.
Yeah, very cool. Roosevelt, thanks, buddy. Have a good morning.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Those are classic, man. That around that era, man, they had the big horn sounds. You know what I mean? It's like a full orchestra playing these things. How about Quincy? What happened there?
We'll get to it in a second.
Okay. 224 area code says Quincy M.E. And Fat Albert. Hey, it's Fat Albert. Quincy M.E. You know what's really funny? Here's a very funny story involving me and Patty Vasquez. It might not be funny to you, but Patty and I find it very funny. Somehow, we were on the show. Maybe she was on my show, or we were doing Crosstalk or something a few years back. And the TV show Quincy came up. Dan, do you remember this?
I remember the story. I don't think I was there for it.
The TV show of Quincy came up. I think I was on her show. I think I was like doing Crosstalk or whatever. And we both said almost at the same time that there was one specific episode that we remembered, and it was about a tainted water fountain at a football stadium. And we both freaked out. We both like went, oh my God, because that, you know, because I think I said to her, you know, the only episode of Quincy that I absolutely will never forget and I remember, and she goes, does it involve a water fountain at a football stadium? I went, yes! And we both, like, our heads exploded. Like, people were getting sick because there was a water fountain, but they had, like, they put, like, plywood in front of it, and nobody could see it. And so Quincy, trying to find out, well, what the hell, what are these people dying? What happened? He couldn't find it because the water fountain was blocked, and it was in a construction zone in a football field. I'll never forget that episode. I don't know why it stuck in my mind. It's the single episode of Quincy that I ever remembered watching, and the exact same thing happened with Patty. We were talking about but she doesn't remember any other episode of Quincy except for the water fountain episode, and I remember that's when I realized that Patty and I have some sort of weird psychic connection. Or at least a Quincy connection. All right. Here's Brian on WGN. Hey, Brian.
Hey, I remembered another one. You guys were talking about Danger Island, and one of my favorite shows as a kid was Johnny Quest.
Oh, Johnny Quest.
And the drums in the beginning just, like, amped up to just a jam.
Yeah. Wait, I think we got it. I think we got it, Brian. Hang on. Here we go.
Thank you.
It's a jam.
Oats and Frogmen.
Yeah, absolutely. This again, so much of the stuff that we've been playing this morning is bringing back a ridiculous amount of memories of me in front of the TV. Johnny Quest, I loved Johnny Quest. It was the best.
Oh, I loved it, too.
Yeah.
That was great.
All right, Brian, thanks, buddy.
No problem, bro.
Take care, man.
Two very quick things.
Yeah.
Canadian Bill for you, Esmeralda. Yes, there is all dressed chips, kind of fusion chips, different flavors blended together. Spicy, vinegary, and a little sweet.
Oh.
So you are correct. The other thing is that we know he's busy with the 8 million cats and doing sports in two places at once.
Right.
But we all know what Dave Ennett's would be.
Oh.
It's about time. It's about space. It's about two men, human race.
That's Dave Ennett singing the theme song to It's About Time, which is this ridiculous show about astronauts who go back in time to the Stone Age and hang out with Neanderthal men. And Dave used to watch it, and he remembered the theme song. So I think that's a great way to close this out. And anytime you can have Dave Ennett in part of your show, it's always a good thing. Real quickly, we got the Waltons and Vote for F Troop with Larry Storch. Mary Tyler Moore Show is my favorite. Green Acres, classic. Green Acres is classic. Absolutely classic. Also sets up the whole TV show. Sets up the entire premise. Every time you watch it, it sets up the entire premise. Twilight Zone. Oh, yeah. Legendary Twilight Zone. The Monkees. There. Yeah. Esmeralda, why didn't
you? I forgot.
The Monkees.
I mean, it's such a classic song.
Yeah.
I don't even think about it.
It's a great.
It's a theme.
One of the best. One of the best. Dan and Marengo says, Last of the Land of the Lost. 615 area code said, Hardcastle and McCormick, it was cool, and they had a cool car. All right. Nobody said Holmes and Yo-Yo, Dan.
When AI takes over, I'm sure that'll be the one that
That's
they choose.
Right. So people are now looking up Holmes and Yo-Yo. You're welcome. Before we go to news, Esmeralda, I cut you off.
It sounds like a yogurt.
Holmes and Yo-Yo?
Holmes and Yo-Yo.
It's a cop comedy show.
Now in the refrigerator section.
It does, but it's about a cop, a human cop, and his robot partner, played by John Shuck.
Of course.
Holmes and Yo-Yo.
And it is still going on today, right?
Yeah.
Such a classic.
Oh, yeah, it's been on for 40 years.